Video, report, 12-year-old among delinquent gangbangers busted for fighting with NYPD officers. By Amy Furr on May 5, 2025. A group of young people reportedly connected to the violent trend in Aragua, da, gang brawled with police in Times Square on Friday. Police sources told the New York Post the migrants were accused of trying to rob two people when the group attacked officers after a boxing match in the crossroads of the world. Police nabbed three suspects on Sunday. One of them was a 12-year-old ringleader. The law enforcement source said the group were linked at DA's offshoot called Diablos de la 42. At least three in the mob were already sought for a string of shocking robberies in Central Park and were caught red-handed trying to pull off another heist when two cops intervened, they said, the outlet continued. Video footage of the brawl from Viral News NYC shows the young people fighting with police officers. It appears some of them were throwing items at them as others shouted. Social media users were quick to share their thoughts on the clip. One person writing, "So sad what the Democrats did to NYC." Viral News NYC also shared an image of the accused migrants throwing up gang signs after their arrests. The charges against some of the suspects included obstructing governmental administration, riot and menacing, assault on a police officer, reckless endangerment, and criminal possession of a weapon. However, the 12-year-old was released pending a family court hearing while three others are now being investigated. Police said the migrants were all living at Manhattan's Row Hotel, one of dozens of sites throughout the Big Apple housing asylum seekers at taxpayer expense, the Post article noted. In February, officers arrested two suspected DA members on felony drug and gun charges in New York City, but they were freed without bail. They had also apparently been living at migrant shelters in the city that previously operated as hotels. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, has said Venezuelan government officials in dictator Nicolas Maduro's regime may be using DA members to destabilize countries including the United States, according to Breitbart News. In addition, the outlet reported in April that President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has deported hundreds of illegal alien gang members, now classified as foreign terrorists, in the first 100 days of the new administration.